Hello and welcome to the yet untitled podcast. My name is Alan, and with me is Simona. Hello, Simona.
Hello, Alan. Hello, everybody.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I'm Simona, and I'm from Italy. I started storytelling slightly more than a year ago. And I love storytelling. I'm also a teacher and I use storytelling during my lessons. So.
Nice one. What story have you got for us today?
So the story I'm going to tell you today is called The Elephant and the Ant. And it's a story from India.
Ah, brilliant. Nice one. So the story of the elephant and the ant. Go for it.
Yes. Once upon a time, there lived the biggest elephant the world had ever seen. But not only he was big and strong, he was also very, very, very mean. And he loved to walk in the forest and play tricks on the other animals. And one day, he was drinking water from the river when he saw a group of ants walking by with food on their backs, and he decided to play a trick on them. So he took some water from the river and he splashed the water on the ants. And the ants were so sorry, they had lost all the food they had collected that day. But one little ant was not sad, she was angry. "I will get my revenge," said the little ant to the elephant. You would like to get your revenge. Go away before I decide to stomp you with my foot. And the little ant went away, but still thinking about her revenge. And one day, when the elephant was sleeping, the ant walked slowly and silently towards the elephant, and she crawled inside its trunk. And when she was inside its trunk, she started biting him. And "ouch!" screamed the elephant. "Ow! Who's inside my trunk? Go away! Go away!" But the ant just kept on biting. "Ow! Please! Please go away! You're hurting me!" screamed the elephant. But the ant just kept on biting. And "oh, please go away, you're hurting me, please." And the elephant started crying and saw the ant crawled out of the trunk. And when the elephant saw that the cause of all that pain was the little ant, he started crying even more and he asked for forgiveness. The little ant forgave the elephant, and from that day on, they became friends, and the elephant stopped being mean towards the other animals. And this is the end of the story.
Nice, fair play, nice. Getting bit from the inside, brilliant. Do you use that when teaching?
Yes, sir. I used it a lot, and I think, well, it's a simple story. So you can use it with all levels, even with very young kids. And I like to get them to retell the story. I usually tell this with another part before the beginning. So there's a refrain where the elephant plays tricks on other animals. So they know what's going to happen. And they can join in, but I kept it short here, and it's also nice because the elephant was a bully, and then the little ant, she punished him.
It reminds me of that phrase the Dalai Lama used to say: "It doesn't matter how small you are, you can have a great effect no matter how big you are." His example was, if you've ever slept in a room with a mosquito at night, is always incredibly annoying. That was really good. I really enjoyed that. So for our trial pilot unnamed untitled podcast, thank you very much, Simona.
Thank you, Alan. And bye, everybody.